to Wisconsin officials with some power over bringing medical inventions to the marketplace say that changes are underway that could help the public. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has details from a recent startup and technology forum in Milwaukee.
Medical research often takes a lot of time to turn into something to sell to people and benefit the research institution. Kevin Boggs took over a couple years ago as director of the Office of Technology Development at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Boggs told the Five Lakes Forum last week that he's trying to speed efforts to woo investors.
We are giving faculty members, when they disclose their inventions to us, much more rapid turnaround on answers. You know, and getting it out so that people can see, entrepreneurs, you know, can look what we're doing, see our nimbleness, and know that we can work at the speed of business.
Boggs later told WUWM that in the last year, the medical college has signed 6 licenses with startup companies. And of the 65 inventions the college's faculty have disclosed, about 36 patent applications have been filed. The hope is to license approved patents to the private sector. He says despite the desire for more speed to the marketplace, he's not asking the Food and Drug Administration to weaken any safeguards for the public.
Essentially, all of the inventions that our researchers make will ultimately have to have FDA review and approval before they are actually ever used on a patient or help a patient, whether it's a drug or diagnostic or a device.
The Five Lakes Forum also heard from Eric Iverson. He's managing director of the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, or WARF. WARF's legal mandate is to help discoveries at the UW-Madison get to the marketplace. But Iverson says he's also looking at possible partnerships with places like UW-Milwaukee and the Medical College.
Where can we match up technologies? Because if Kevin has a technology and I have a technology and we put them together, we can create one hell of a good company. And I can invest in that company because now Madison's technology is in it.
Iverson says WARF manages about $3 billion in assets and has started to spend a couple hundred million of that on reducing the risk of new technology developed at Madison and putting funds toward venture capital. It's a move that could further reshape how medical discoveries reach the public. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.